then I think by secondary school, form one or form two, at Uwoa is not plants, they are not plants. Fungi, somebody used to say, fungus. Fungi, and they reproduce through spores. That's why they're quick to reproduce. But lightning, you're absolutely sure. You're absolutely right, Basunsoko, does help certain mushroom types, especially the Termitomyces titanicus, to grow in the night. They can actually be as tall as a 6-7 year old child. Look forward to having one, not to eat, no, just to do, you know, to discuss about. Let's do a TV classic. We know our film. You heard me saying at the beginning that Ali cover. Yeah, the series was produced by Glenn A. Larson. It had Tweaky. Remember Tweaky the robot? I think that's the one that came became R2-D2 in Star Wars. Yeah. So the Jive Talking Robot. Of course, the series was later made into a full feature movie. I remember watching that Kusinema Wakamba, where his body was frozen after a freak accident in space, only to be refrozen in the year 2491. Yeah, in the 25th century. Wow, can you imagine being frozen in time and then you come back 5 centuries later? That would be fun, wouldn't it? So, do you remember the TV classic? Okay, back in the day, you guys know, we knew all the theme songs and they were absolutely amazing. And I was thinking to myself, I think the only theme song I know currently is from SWAT. Because all these others, you know, SWAT and I think Law and Order as well, yeah, I know the theme song. But back in the day, we knew pretty much every theme song that was out there on TV. Yeah, so Jill Gerard, Uminewe Film, like I said, passed on Tuesday from cancer. He was 83 years old. This wasn't a very big series, but it was watchable nonetheless. Yeah, Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Of course, Atumsungu Naka Babari cover by Jill Gerard. I said earlier on what some of the things he said. He told his wife, Atungana Kava, read this out for me. And he was pretty much talking, you know, being positive that, you know, he regrets nothing in life and he wishes each and every one of us, and he's happy to have led the life he led. So, Mwamfa Msungu. Talking about Jill Gerard Msungu. Here's another Mzungu. A lot of people back then didn't know that this guy now was Mzungu, because obviously his music was black. You know, it was very common back in the day for white artists to sound black, R&B, because that's how you made your name. Yeah, so his real name is Paul Peterson. From a musical family, he discovered Prince in 1983 and he had his debut album 4 years later. 5 albums to his credit. You're probably wondering, who is Paul Peterson? Paul Peterson released his debut album, like I said, in 1987. This is Paul Peterson.